You guys are essential. We have to be here for the people during the holidays. Don't you feel essential and special? Numbers do. Numbers are essential. They're special. You make them. We're open Christmas Day. This podcast. Why you guys fucking listen to it? Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. I didn't do a podcast last week because I didn't. Actually, to be honest with you, I recorded one and I deleted it on purpose. I did that because I was very frustrated with the automotive industry, and I still am right now. Probably the most I've ever been. And that last podcast that I recorded, I probably said too much. When I was editing it, I was like, all right, now's not the time for this one. I didn't have time to record another one. I actually tried to on my phone just to put something out. And it was just getting worse and worse. So I decided not to put one out for the week. And I'm still frustrated. Extremely. Very unhappy with the automotive industry right now. I've gotten a lot of emails. And I'm not going to go too far into it. But you know what other type of emails I've been getting? Is people that want to start their own podcast. And do it. Start your own podcast. I've gotten emails from people that say that themselves or them and their buddies, they want to start a podcast. And if they have any tips or whatever from me, and I'll tell everybody. Go to Buzzsprout. That's the hosting website that I use or app or whatever. They got an app now, which is pretty nice. Makes it nice. Go to Buzzsprout. My advice is use Buzzsprout, and before you go live with your podcast, record at least 5 episodes, and then don't stop. Release those 5 episodes, maybe a couple the first week, or I don't know, however you want to do it. But my point is bank some episodes, okay? For shit like I just did. I used to do that, and then I quit doing it. Because like I say, every time I do this podcast, I could quit any fucking day. And you'll realize once you do start a podcast that, yeah, it's all easy in the beginning. You get real into it. Everything's fun. You're having fun. Oh, you got a couple downloads. Then all of a sudden, you start getting thousands of downloads, whatever. And then you're like, I don't even fucking want to do this shit today. I got better shit to do. And or something else comes up and you just don't have time to do it. So you have to have some banked. That's what I'm saying. All right. If you want to start a podcast, whether it's automotive or anything else, fucking do it, dude. Doesn't cost that much money. It's the time. And you may sit there and think, hey, how hard is it to do a podcast? It's not hard. Do it yourself. So, on that note, automotive industry sucks. Let me look here. Let me go back. I got a message. Hey, if you guys want to contact me or have topics, suggestions, just email me. It's easier. I want to talk about labor times. Labor times are killing us right now, right? I got a message from a listener showing me some Ford times and the difference between Ford times and all data. Listen to this, okay? This is a 2018 Ford F-150 from Ford's website, Professional Technician System, PTS, okay? To replace both valve cover gaskets under warranty on a 5.0 is 4.6 hours, okay? 2018 Ford F-150s, V8, 5.0, all data, 4.0 hours, standard time. Warranty time, it says, 2.7. Who the fuck made those times? They're saying to replace valve cover gaskets on a 5.0 is 4.0 hours. 4 hours, customer pay. And they're saying under warranty, it's 2.7. When under warranty, clearly, is 4.6 from Ford. Tell me how that happened. Got another one. Ford Escape, 2021, turbocharger assembly from Ford, 1.5 liter. The time from Ford, warranty, 6.5 hours. All data, warranty says zero. Customer pay says 4.6. So if your shop is going and using all data's labor times, you're getting fucked, and your shop's getting fucked, and your shop manager should fucking do something about it. Because this is some bullshit, dude. We have enough problems. We don't need this shit. Oil pan. 2018. F-250. 4x4. Oil pan. 6.1. On a 6.2, Ford time. Oil pan on a 6.2, same car, 6.7 customer pay, warranty zero. 6.1 is the warranty time from Ford. All data says it's 6.7 customer pay, goes up 6/10. Six fucking tenths. So if you're using all data, you're getting fucked. Say it again. You're getting fucked. This is some fucking bullshit, dude. For real. We need to find out who the fuck makes these times for all data. Because they're really fucking shit up. So what I recommend is if your shop is using all data, is to show these times to your boss and watch them flip out, because they're going to literally see that they're losing money. Okay? It's warranty times 1.5, not warranty, less than warranty customer pay is what all data does. Or they bump it up 6/10. So, you know, I don't know much at all about a lot of things, especially all data. And I do absolutely no research on anything, because that shit's boring as all fucking get out, right? I'd rather eat pizza rolls and play Call of Duty than do research on this shit. And then my stomach's gonna fucking hurt, because pizza rolls fuck my stomach up. I heard from the grapevine that aftermarket warranty companies are trying to control, maybe even purchase these companies so they themselves can lower the labor times on jobs so they save themselves money when they do warranty repairs. I don't know, makes sense to me that they do some lizard shit like that. But that's what I heard, so that's allegedly. I don't use all data for my labor times. I don't even use all data for anything. A lot of the shit that I work on has been modified or customized, and I know the basic labor time of a repair, and then I add more when I need it. Only when needed. But if you bring your shit to me, and it stinks or it's disgusting inside, and I got to do something inside of it, even get in it, I add labor time because you're a fucking scumbag and have no respect for yourself or other people. So I make you pay. And if you don't want to pay, take your fucking piece of shit car, scumbag, because I ain't working on it. That's how I do it. You ever get in a car that has fucking roaches crawling in it? You fucking crazy, bitch, because I ain't getting in it. I won't even fucking get in your car. If I walk out there in the parking lot, probably parked in the wrong spot, because the fucking porter's a retard, open the door and see a roach, I close the fucking door and bring the RO back to the advisor. That's what I do. I would rather not make any money than work on that. Anyways. I mean, warranty times are already fucking us over. We don't need some bullshit company like AllData to screw fucking CP times up. Because they're fucking lazy and they don't do no research like me. Okay? Or because these fucking aftermarket warranty companies own them. Or are trying to own them. Or are persuading them to lower the fucking times. Which is bullshit. And that's a scam. Power of the pen. All hail the pen. You know, I worked at a shop that they would never go over any labor time, no matter what. They would drop labor times to sell work and pay you less than you were supposed to get, just to make the customers happy. Needless to say, we went through more technicians than I could fucking count. I mean, I made a meme about this a long time ago when they tried to make a customer happy, they cut the labor times and not the rate. So instead of paying this technician 6 hours to do the job, instead of saying, okay, instead of at $200 an hour, which is fucking outstanding, we're going to make them pay $125 and then still pay the technician 6 hours. No, they say we're only going to pay the technician 4 hours because it only takes them three. Makes no sense, right? Quit. If they're doing that at your shop, quit. Fuck it. I said it, quit. They're taking advantage of you. Same with AllData. AllData's taking advantage of you. Fuck you, AllData. My opinion. I see it. I have the fucking pictures right here. I can go look it up myself. Fuck that fucking company, dude. I gotta calm down, or I'm gonna go back to the old podcast I already deleted. Anyways, that shop I worked at, they got away with cutting fucking labor times for a little bit. Then all the techs just started pulling the cars out and letting them sit for a week or two until they fucking fixed the labor times. Technicians can actually make changes happen at any shop as long as they stick together. You can be your own union without being an actual union and paying some fees to some jackass. Let's say your shop is open Monday to Friday and it's been that way for years. Well, numbers happen, right? And they're low. New boss wants to be open Saturdays. You've been hearing the talks going around in the shop. And when they do this, I know this from experience, they'll talk about it in the meeting. They bring it up. They ask, who'd be willing to work this Saturday? I'll pay double time. And a few losers are going to raise their hand, right? That's the beginning of the fucking end, dude. If you other techs don't stick together and start talking and doing something about it, you're going to end up working fucking Saturdays. There's always a loser fucking tech in the shop or an ass kisser that will proudly raise their hand and say, I'll fucking do it. I don't have a life. I'll start the downfall of the shop with you. I'll drag everybody down to my miserable fucking life. There's always one in there, dude. The rest of you hard-working motherfuckers better stick together and end that shit as soon as possible. I'm telling you now, if this is happening in your shop, put those bitch-ass feet down and end it. End it, dude. This is why all those shops are open 7 days a week and even open till 9 o'clock at night, dude. The hell? The hell is that shit? They want to be like Walmart. And they would be open 24/7 and holidays if they could, dude. You know they would. You know it. Lizards, dude. They don't come to fucking work. They'll be at home. I don't even know how I got to this fucking point. The lizard people don't work weekends. That's when they get together, shed their skin, chant Power of the Pen, share number charts, and drink pen ink. It's a fucking cult, dude. That's what they do together. Power of the Pen. Power of the Pen. Drink the pen ink together. It's a fucking cult. Anyways. Hey, what's with these wannabe sales coaches posting videos telling you that you have to ask yourself this question? And they're sitting in their piece of shit car making the fucking video, dude. What's up with that? Maybe they should be asking themselves fucking questions. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do the job, be a teacher. That's the old saying. Now it's if you can't run a business, be a coach. If you can't hack it in the shop, be an instructor. These are going to make some good videos if I remember to make them. Good idea, Tech. Thanks, bro. Thanks a lot, bro. I haven't made a video in a while. I have some banked, but they're very mean. I did look briefly into those DSLR cameras, and yep, over my budget, dude. $800 for a camera I don't know how to use. I'd be able to make better quality videos, but that's not in my budget, dude. Wait, $800 for a fucking camera to take pictures of Lego figures? Damn, dude. I do have a donate link on my website if y'all want to donate. Just saying. But if you know anything about those cameras, and if there's a cheaper version out there you recommend, email me so I can look into it. So I can look into it and say, hey, it's still over my budget, dude. But at least we tried, right? At least we tried. What was this fucking episode about? Forgot. Diagnosing cars. That's right. I only like to diag cars under warranty, dude. That way I could skim through the tests and find out where it says replace. Replace that shit and hope for the best, dude. Master Tech. High XP points, dude. That's how I diag. I don't need to go to school for that shit. I'm maxed out at 450 on Call of Duty, dude. Dude, as soon as I got maxed out on Call of Duty, it's a new season. You know what, dude? I have listeners in Hawaii. Did you know that? I didn't even know there were cars in Hawaii, dude. I thought everybody got around on fucking boogie boards and surfboards and shit. That's fucking awesome. You know what? I actually think somebody from there sent in a pay rate. I'd have to look. But that's cool, man. Shout out to Hawaii. Hawaii. Dude, the world's getting fucking crazy, man. How many of you out there are preppers? With everything going to hell right now, even with work being slow, and it seems like that's nationwide, it's not just me, but you could see the looks in other technicians' faces, the desperation, the fear of, am I going to make enough money to pay my bills this month, look in their faces, you know what I'm saying? I look in a mirror and see it in my own stupid fucking face lately. Am I going to make enough fucking money to pay my bills? Desperate people do desperate things, dude. With all these immigrants coming into the U.S. not being checked over, just come in and get $2,200, a fucking plane ticket, a phone, go wherever you want to, just vote Democrat. Here's the fucking gun, by the way, now, and some fucking ammo. You see it on the news, dude. They're giving them cash, plane tickets, a phone, and guns. Shit's crazy, dude. You see that fucking ship hit that bridge? Holy shit, man. Holy shit. Imagine being on that bridge and that fucking ship's coming. You're like, hey, what's that guy doing? Then all of a sudden you're fucking swimming. You're in a fish tank. Your car is now a fish tank, submerged under fucking water. Fuck! Can't prepare for that, can you? I don't know, dude. I thought about getting chickens, but looked into a pen a chicken pen, a chicken coop, whatever you call it. Jesus Christ, dude, they're $1,500 for a chicken coop. I'd rather just go buy eggs, dude. Less fucking work. It's cheaper to just go buy eggs. We got a garden out back that my wife has going on, and we eat fresh vegetables, dude. Potatoes, vegetables, all kinds of shit. We even got grapes. Sophisticated, dude. Sophisticated. For real. Grapes. I got grapevine. What I'm saying is get your shit together, dude, because shit can hit the fan anytime real quick. Shit is crazy, dude. I don't have to talk about cars. I don't have to talk about fucking the shitty automotive industry that sucks fucking ass and wouldn't recommend anybody joining it. Not today. I'm in no fucking mood to say this industry is going good. Russia got attacked. Bombed. Killed a lot of people, dude. ISIS, terrorists, they're still out there. Just because you don't hear about them from the news doesn't mean they still ain't out there doing dumb shit. Media doesn't give a shit about it unless it brings them numbers, just like your fucking manager. You could have a Category 5 hurricane coming for you, a direct hit in your city, and now all of a sudden your manager is a fucking meteorologist and says, nah, we open. That shit ain't gonna hit us. It's gonna shift. Normal schedule. See you tomorrow. If you're not here, I'm writing you up. What if somebody's trying to evacuate and needs an oil change? We might be able to sell them brakes. Wouldn't you like to do some brakes? Wouldn't you? Numbers. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be open Christmas Day. What if somebody visiting a family gets a nail in their tire and they need brakes? Wouldn't you like to patch a tire and do some brakes? Yeah? Maybe even an air filter? Numbers. You guys are essential. We have to be here for the people during the holidays. Don't you feel essential and special? Numbers do. Numbers are essential. They're special. You make them. We're open Christmas Day. This podcast. Why do you guys fucking listen to it? Quit listening so I can quit. Treat yourself like you're essential and prepare for the worst. That's what I'm saying. That's what this podcast is about. Talking about the automotive world every week is boring as fuck, dude. Send me other topics with an automotive topic when you email me. How about that? If you email me. Guns, cars, drag racing, shooting, competitions, questions, politics, why you voted for Biden, shit like that, dude. F1 racing, I'm not even fucking paying attention to. You gotta pay to fucking watch that shit. Why do you have to pay to watch everything, dude? I can't even watch baseball. You go buy a rap. Buy a rap. Then you can watch it. Fuck you. Fucking corporate, man. Everything. Netflix. You go $7.99 and you can watch commercials like a regular TV. Oh, you don't want commercials? It's $17.99. Fuck you, Netflix. Ah. We're going all over the place, dude. You know what this podcast needs? It needs a tool sponsor. Not a Matco or Snap-on corporate lizard bullshit. I'm talking American-made tool company that's privately owned by a real American. That sells high-quality tools that are affordable and have some kind of fucking warranty. Because let me tell you, dude, the prices of these Matco and Snap-on tools are fucking retarded. I get it if you're a 20-year master tech and you always bought them and you've been in this shit for years. You came from the bottom. Now you're making bags and you may still be paying for all the fucking tools you bought in the toolbox. But hey, you can afford it. I'm talking about tools for techs like me and new technicians entering the industry, if they even are. And you may be thinking, like you, you've been a technician for over 20 years. Yeah, people like me that think the shop can go fuck itself if they think I'm going to go buy my own vice that I have to bolt down on their table when they cost fucking $350 or some shit like that. It's not happening, dude. Then a manager sees a technician bagging up tools on a Friday and asks, why are you taking tools home? Don't you work here? No, bitch, I got side work to do. That's what they want to tell them, but instead they say, oh, I'm just going to go home and fix my lawnmower. As if what you do outside of work has anything to do with them. They act like they fucking own you, dude. I don't even know how I got to this point. This is why nobody wants to sponsor this fucking podcast, dude, because I can't control myself, dude, and they'd want to control what I say, and that's not happening. But only a true American-owned small tool business would sponsor this podcast, or a toolbox company that's affordable and makes nice tool carts, because that's what everybody needs. If China Tools came at me with a bag, I'd sell out, dude. Hey, no shame in my game, dude. It's all about the bags, right? It's all about the numbers. Numbers! In my career, I only had 3 tool guys that I actually liked, trusted, and would wait for to come by the shop to buy tools from them. 24 years, 3 tool guys. I'll be honest with you. I never met a Snap-on tool dealer that I liked. In 24 years, not one. And that's a fact. As soon as you step on the truck, they ask for your social security number. Even Matco does. I tried to warranty a ratchet, and he's like, okay, let me put you in the system. I go, all right. He's like, what's your name? And I gave him my name, address. I'm like, all right, it's just a warranty of tool, but whatever. I gave it to him. Then he said, driver's license number. I said, for what, dude? You writing me a ticket? You don't need that shit. And my wallet's in my car. I just need to warranty this ratchet. And then he asked me for my social security number. I literally told him to go fuck himself. I said, you sell tools. I don't want to be on your fucking system. Fix this fucking ratchet so I can leave and never come back, because I ain't buying shit from you. I understand if I was trying to buy a toolbox like a fucking retard that costs as much as a fucking car, and I was financing it like a retard at whatever rate they felt like giving me, even though my credit score is above 800, I get that. But to warranty a ratchet, you don't fucking need any of that shit. Fix it or give me a new one. It has your name on it. You say you warranty this shit. After that, I never stepped foot on a Matco or a Snap-on tool truck. Corporate bullshit, dude. They make the dealer get as much info from the mechanics as they can, even if you ain't gonna fucking buy shit. They still want your info. They want your info, bitch. That may be petty to you, but to me, fuck them, dude. Just because you drive a truck to my shop that makes you think I'm gonna buy a $25,000 toolbox from you that's worth $5,000, if that, and get a 19% finance rate, and get a free jacket? Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. One socket costs $60. Stick it up your ass. Fucking scan tools they sell cost $3,000. No tech in any shop should ever, ever have to buy their own scan tool. Shop owners and multi-million dollar dealerships should be paying for that shit. But hey, if you want to buy one, do it. Pay cash. Don't finance that shit. If you cannot save up enough money to pay cash to buy a scan tool, you don't need it that bad. That's my opinion. Tools, dude. Fucking tool companies. Un-fucking believable. In other news, we lost our baseball game today, 1-5 in a row, and then lose number 6. So that sucks. Lizard people. Alright, I'm getting aggravated. I'm going to say more dumb shit that I shouldn't say. So, everything on this podcast is my opinion. It's all my opinion. Don't sponsor it. Don't listen to it. Then I don't have to do it. But if you do listen to it, thanks for listening. Share it. Rate it. Review it. Check out the videos, the Shop Life YouTube channel. Haven't made any new ones. So if you watched them all, there's nothing new. Not yet. Send me some topics. I did that one about that podcast that talks shit about me, and they haven't replied, which is fine. That's good. Then I don't have to continue doing it. But I had fun doing it. I don't think I was very mean. I think it was funny. It's parody. You know, like Comedy Central does parodies of the news or whoever. Should I continue doing videos like that? Let me know. Should I do parodies of other podcasts or other YouTubers? I mean, I've gotten a lot of suggestions. Trust me. A lot. Hey, do this guy. Do this guy. Do this guy. People I have no issues with. Like, I have no issues with anybody. No podcasts. Personally, I have no issues with them. But I like to have fun. So, parody videos are fun for me. And if you guys like them, fucking email me. I'll leave it up to you guys. I'll still make the shop ones. They're fun too. But the parody ones, the only thing I'm running into, the only issue I'm running into with those is I can't really make the characters look like who I'm making the video about. You know what I'm saying? I got a 3D printer. Maybe I could find different hair and shit to 3D print to put on them. But I don't know. But then once I start going deep into this shit, it just demotivates me because I get frustrated and it's not the way I want it to be. If I try to make it perfect, then I'm not going to make it. Because then if I do spend the time making the hair and all this shit with the 3D printer, then my camera's not going to be good enough. Then it's like, well, you better buy a DSLR camera. No, I'm not, because I ain't spending fucking $800 on shit. My cars need tires and brakes. I ain't going to buy a fucking camera. Hey, too personal. All right, that's all I got. Rate, review, share it, like it, don't listen to it. I don't care what you do. Pay rates page. It's still there. I know it's getting tons of views a day, but it's there. If you got any pay rates you want to send, email them to me and I'll enter them. You know what? That pay rates page? I was thinking, I got a bunch of ideas I want to do. Not just pay rates, but other shit. But every time I say something, I bring it up, somebody does it. Or they say that they were going to do it, and then they do it, and try to make it some big fucking deal. It's not a big fucking deal. You guys should know how much money everybody makes, right? It's not a fucking secret. The managers are the ones that want to keep it a secret. And what's fucked up about it all is they want to keep it a secret in their own shop. They don't want you telling somebody you make $50 an hour because that guy's only getting 40 and he thinks he's making the highest pay rate. I'm going too far. Anyways, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's the truth. Fuck. All right. I have tons of ideas and if you guys want to enter your pay rates on there, just email them to me and I'll put them in there. I'm not going to say anymore. That's all I got, guys. Hope you're making money. Hope your shop's not slow. Hope you're not getting screwed over. You know, we got a tough job, dude. Whether it's automotive mechanics, those traveling hacks, those mobile guys. Not the mobile mechanics, the ones like the Certified Wrench podcast. I don't know what they call it. I call them traveling hacks. Okay? They like that call. They like to be called that. They're not all hacks. We know that. But there's some. There's hacks everywhere. It's a tough job, dude. Stressful. Flat rate. I named the I named the podcast Flat Rate Tech Podcast because I'm a flat rate tech, but I ain't too happy about being flat rate anymore. And trust me, I'm in shape. My back and my knees and all that shit don't hurt. I take care of myself, okay? I'm almost at my fighting weight. Flat rate, we'll talk about that shit next podcast, maybe. If I do, if I don't quit. All right, this shit's long enough. I'll catch y'all next week, maybe. Later.